Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Thank you for listening today. Brought to you by YouBeauty.com and Morning Light Multivitamins. What's toxic and what's not? Back next week. Dr. Gary Ginsberg is off this week, so he will be back next week. And Dr. Arthur Perry is here. You can join Dr. Mike and Dr. Arthur Perry at 35 minutes after the hour. UDocs@gmail.com, YOUDOCS. @gmail.com. Are football fans who follow winning football teams healthier football fans? Are they, Dr. Mike?
Well, if that happened, you'd expect Cleveland to be a very sick area. And it is. That's right. What happens is that people get frustrated when their team loses, apparently, and they reach for something to, if you will, soothe their anxieties, their frustrations, and so they consume extra fat and sugar in the wake of their favorite team losses. On the Monday after a team loss, people ate 10% more calories and 16% more saturated fat compared to their typical habits. In contrast, they ate slightly fewer calories and less saturated fat after an NFL team victory. There were no such Monday fluctuations for people in cities without NFL teams.
Crazy.
Well, so now the second phase, they also looked at this in French soccer fans. And in fact, after the team that in general, go ahead, Bridget, you'll tell this one. This is such an interesting one.
Okay, this was my favorite story of the week. In the second part of the study, they asked people to either write about their favorite team's victory or their favorite team's defeat. And then after they did their writing session, the people were sitting around doing a puzzle, and then there was a variety of snacks that were available for them to eat. And the people that had to write about their team losing, they found to be more likely to choose junk food, and in turn, that group of individuals consumed more saturated fat and sugar. So then in the third phase of the study, they took 180 French adults, and they separated them into three groups. One group watched a soccer game where the French beat Italy, and then the second group watched Italy beat the French in the 2006 World Cup. And then in the third group, they had just two Belgian soccer teams. It was essentially the control group. So what they found was that when the group that was watching the French defeat Italy, they ended up consuming less of the junk food afterwards than the group that watched Italy beat than the group that they watched their team win. And then they found half of those people afterwards had to write a self-affirmation talking about their family or something good in their life. And those that did the self-affirmation who still watched their team lose ended up not eating more calories, because the idea is that self-affirmation helps decrease emotional eating.
So Joe, the key is, after you see a Syracuse basketball loss, or I see a Cleveland baseball or football loss, to then say, I'm a good person, it doesn't matter that the team lost, I'm a good person, or I've got this to do, and this is a good thing to do, or I'm helping the community, or let's write a letter to fire the coach.
Well, it can.
You obviously can't do that with Syracuse basketball, because that guy's been there forever.
No, he's
Outside of sports, this lesson can be applied to things in real life, like stressful situations.
Sports is real life.
I know. I mean, people's day-to-day life and stressful situations outside of sporting events, like when you're really stressed at the office, mm-hmm. that a lot of times can lead people to eating more. And so if you do these self-affirmations, the study is trying to suggest that it can decrease your likelihood of reaching out for a bag of candy.
How are you going to get a football fan to sign a self-affirmation form, Bridget? I mean, come on. Really? I mean, really?
Well,
I mean, soccer fans are pansies, okay? Football fans are. Football fans are.
Hey, there probably are more deaths. You know, there are more deaths of soccer fans than there are. You know, they get pretty into this game. I don't think I hope that iHeartRadio is not carried in Great Britain, Joe. You're in big trouble.
You may email me with your disapproval of that statement. But again, and on top of that, what are
don't
they eating?
Don't send that one to UDOC. Send that directly to Joe Guluski at WSYR in Syracuse, New York.
What are they doing during the game? What are they eating during the game? They're eating the unhealthy food, too, during the game, aren't they?
I mean, we could only assume that.
Of course.
Joe, in fact, we ought to find out. You know, you once told us how many hot dogs were eaten and slices of pizza you did. So
that's enormous. On Super Bowl Sunday.
It was the most ungodly thing because it is the worst food in the world. If you ever saw hot dogs made, you'd never eat a hot dog.
Well, okay, that's on your list today, so you brought it up. Well, do you know how hot dogs are really made? What's in a hot dog?
Yeah, basically a hot dog, now I'm going to get in trouble, is mainly some pork and some chicken with a ton of artificial ingredients, and then they literally grind the stuff from the remains of the cow after they've used every other part, and they either high-pressure spray it, or they do it. They often put high fructose corn syrup with it. Why you need corn syrup with it? And then they put all this nitrates in it to preserve it. It is, you know, it's the closest thing we know of a heart attack between two thin pieces of bread.
More than a hamburger?
Oh, yeah. The hot dog processed meat, if you will, is much more deadly. It actually has toxins for your endothelial cells, the cells that line your arteries. So a few hot dogs are bad for you. Food is not let's make a deal. you should really avoid, you know, the best thing you can do if you've got a hot dog vendor is ask him to put the grilled onions between the bun and just enjoy the grilled onions with mustard and relish and ketchup on them. Don't have the hot dog. Give the hot dog to somebody who you don't like very much.
Or for your kids, I saw this really cute idea on the Kelly and Michael show, which I love. And I was watching it the other day, and they had this dietitian on she was making healthier snack options for your kids. And she had a hot dog bun with a banana inside and then peanut butter lining the side. So it was like a banana and peanut butter.
It's like an Elvis.
Oh. Yeah, kind of. It was really cute because she packed it in her kids' lunch with a note that she wrote on the banana, so the kid just had to peel the banana and then add it to the bun that had the peanut butter already on it. I thought it was a good idea. I would eat that.
You know, Joe is not approving.
That's sick, Bridget.
Joe.
Yeah.
Tell your friend don't get the X-rays and don't get it when he goes to.
You know, I watch on the Travel Channel. I watch Travel Channel. There's a show on there called Bizarre Foods, and the guy travels to other parts of the world, all over the world, and eats all different kinds of foods, which are crazy in some parts of the world. You know, in other parts of the world, they eat the whole animal. I mean, they don't waste anything, whether it's for, you know, because of the economic situation. But in other parts of the world, I mean, they don't waste anything on an animal. I mean, they'll eat anything that the animal has on it. You know, it's got to be a difficult lifestyle choice for an American, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I mean, they eat everything.
Joe, I got it. They eat everything. I got it. I just don't. You know, it is there. We have the luxury of having great tasting, very healthful food here. You know, avocado. I mean, you know, this is the time of year for great avocados. This is the time of year for wonderful salads. This is the time of year for fresh vegetables and fresh fruits.
Apples too.
And apples.
Apples are coming.
It's a wonderful time of year. So you can get and just enjoy it with my canned salmon or salmon burgers.
Well, Straight Talk from the Docs is next. Dr. Arthur Perry's ready to go. He's been away for a couple of weeks, so a lot of ground to cover with Dr. Mike, and they'll be on in just a couple of minutes after we break. UDocs@gmail.com, YOUDOCS@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.